Convos with Kelly, kicking it with Kelly. About that time, hope you're ready. This her podcast. Every Monday, we call it a fun day. Why should you care? Plenty topics to share. Cultures, opinions, news, your views. Overcoming your fears, what would you do? What's your story? Tell me, what's new?
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Convos with Kelly. I'm so happy that you have returned. I know it's been a minute, but I'm back. All right, before we even get into the episode, I want to set the pace with this song. It is called Just Be You by Call Me Stevie Ray.
You look perfect and you don't try. Your life goes by, it's like you don't mind. I better be sweet if I could just be you. And when you walk in, we are staring.
I never been tall. I mean, I ain't short, but I always been small. Always in a race with the clock on the wall. And everybody telling me I got it all wrong. I bet you never felt lost. Always had a plan that your parents understand. Teachers never telling you, you better pay attention. Or you gon' wind up in that juvenile detention. Nah, you was 23 with degrees. I was sleeping on the couch, cause I can't be on the lease. I was getting drunk, you were learning how to love. I mean, I was having fun, but it's lonely when you're done. I got homies that are gone, got holes in my lungs. You got married on an island in the middle of the summer. I'm sorry, but it's true. All my life, I just wanted to be you.
Cause you look perfect and you don't try. And life goes by, it's like you don't mind. I better be sweet if I could just be you. And when you walk in, we all stare. And they all watching, but you don't care. I better be sweet if I could just be you.
It's like you never even worry. Always running late, but you never even hurry. Everybody talking, but you don't even listen. I swear, it's like you know something we missing. I just wanna feel like you. I don't think you even care if people like you. I bet you good at everything you ever tried to. Even when you ain't try, you never practice. You ready when it's game time. And you a walking highlight. Bet you look at my life and you feel like you'd rather watch paint dry. I bet you never even lonely. Everywhere you go, you be like everybody know me. I was staying home, you was chilling with your homies. I always needed plans, you was living in the moment. Gold and you know it. I'm sorry, but it's true. All my life, I just wanted to be you.
You look perfect and you don't try. And life goes by, it's like you don't mind. I better be sweet if I could just be you. And when you walk in, we all stare. And they all watching, but you don't care. I better be sweet if I could just be you. If I could just be you. If I could just be you.
This is for the overworked, the overachievers, the family generational curse breakers, the strong or funny friends, the confidants of the world, the problem solvers, the matriarchs, the funny friends, and anyone else who may feel like the world is on their shoulders. Today, just be. I recently had a conversation with my great friend and cousin, Alicia, and we talked about the pressure of simply being. For the overworked, they are consumed with completing tasks and making ends meet. For the overachievers, they are constantly working to be better than they were before. Surpassing their goals that for some, such as the average person, are unattainable. For the generational curse breakers in your family, they're being hit constantly with trauma, drama, and judged and put down for their work by the same people who should be encouraging and uplifting them. For the strong and funny friends, they are constantly keeping those around them happy, motivated, full, and of hope. For the confidants, they spend a great majority of their time helping, healing, nurturing, and most importantly, harboring your deepest, darkest secrets. For the problem solvers, they miss sleep. They miss sleeping, y'all. Calculating and researching and thinking and wondering and planning. even when they choose not to, they literally at times can't sleep until the problem is no more. The matriarchs, whether in a community, a family, or a business, they hold it all for everyone around them. They're the protectors, the providers, and have to show up in every capacity, or the dynasty or community as they know it will fall or crash. As someone who fits into more than one of those categories, you can understand why I'm using this podcast as a reminder for myself to just be. During my conversation with Alicia, she stated that for the overachievers, family and friends would understand if we as overachievers would stop being overachievers, and that no one was forcing us. From there, she and I had a great conversation about the barriers that come in place when people who are overachievers consider just being normal. Not only would they have societal pressures to maintain a certain type of personality or drive, but they would also feel inadequate as they have grown accustomed of acting and performing a certain type of way. Overachievers and matriarchs, generational curse breakers and strong friends, can choose any day to no longer be that, but it will be at the cost of their own desires for change and progression. But what they do have the option to do unapologetically, without complaint, is to just be. To just be without an expiration date and without complaints. Here's what I mean. The generational curse breaker and the matriarchs who are dealing with wicked family members that are content on causing confusion and drama, those curse breakers and matriarchs don't always have to be the one that is fixing and repairing and listening to family members as they vent about each other. They don't always have to respond with a positive quote and motivational speech about how everything is going to work out. They don't have to open their door to every family problem and offer a solution. They can simply be quiet, be still, be uninvolved, be annoyed, be angry, be combative. For the overachievers and overworked and even the strong and funny friends, they don't always have to be positive, uplifting, motivational, the comic relief, the ray of sunshine. They deserve every right to display the same emotions and feelings that those around them show every single day. They deserve the right to be frustrated, be tired, be lazy, be vulnerable, be sad, be short, be non-responsive. All of those mentioned have the right to just be. Whatever word follows at the end of just being is up to them. They have a right to be human and respond in a way that everyone else gets to respond daily and sit in it. Now, I'm not suggesting that they wallow in it and stay there beyond the expiration date, but I'm not saying that anyone else around them has the right to tell them when they are to stop being lazy, stop being angry, and stop being hurt. No. They have the right to feel, to sit in their feelings, process, and proceed when they are ready. Not when you say they're ready. Not when a job says they're ready. Not when family says they're ready. Not when society tells them, but when they feel it. And if we're being honest, we know that they are forced to stop being when it benefits those around them. And that, to me, no longer needs to be normalized. Allow people the opportunity to not live on your terms, but their own. There are so many whose cups are overfilled with grief, sadness, work, pressure, tasks, pain both emotional and physical, confusion and wonder, while they take on the weight of everyone around them daily. Without the funny friends, someone else will go throughout their day unhappy. Without the overachiever, someone else would be bogged down thinking something is impossible to achieve. Without the overworked, someone else would have to up their game. Without the matriarch, someone in that family would be getting arrested. Without a strong friend, someone would be left feeling weak. Now, imagine how they feel. Imagine what they are holding on to daily. Imagine who they are living for, what they are living for, and how fulfilled they are individually. Allow them the opportunity to be present with themselves, their feelings, and don't dare think they don't deserve the right to just be. For those of you who have a friend or family member that this reminded you of, I hope that you choose to just be. Be kinder, be trustworthy, be a listener, be silent, be honest, be understanding, be helpful, Be careful with your words. Be gentle. Be grateful. Be supportive. And be happy that you have someone who has done so much to make the lives of you and others what it is today. No matter how big, no matter how small, own the fact that they have impacted you somehow. Okay, I hope this message has resonated with you. And on that note, we are headed into another year. I hope that this year will be one that will bring blessings, comfort, love, opportunities, and healing to us all. Until next time, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Convos with Kelly.